702 Education.
Ndokozo Matonsela is my guest. She's Chief Marketing Officer at Momentum Metropolitan. Ndokozo, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
Hi, good for having me on the show. Although I would rather be in my pajamas, I decided to stay up. Thank you so much.
No, we really agree. I mean, I appreciate you staying up and sharing some of the information that you have gathered over your 20-year career. Soft skills. What are we talking about when we speak of soft skills?
We talk, I think, you know what, like I was just reading a couple of articles and getting ready for, to get ready for this interview. And there's a lot of comparison that you find in recent text or opinions about the impact of AI. We are all afraid of being replaced by the machinery, right? And I think what makes us different is our ability to engage with emotion, with respect, to hear people. So there are all of those skills. We call them soft, but they are incredibly important in kind of leading the right way and in taking people along the journey and even in seeing people. Sometimes we work with leaders and in environments where we feel we are not seen. We are paid a salary, but we are not seen.
Yeah.
And so I think these are soft and very important skills.
So they're not part of the regimen of skills that you would call the practical sort of side of things of the of the business or the job that you're doing, but really they are about the lubrication of the interpersonal relationship between and other people, between people and other people?
Absolutely. And there is obviously a lot of literature that's been written about this and expressions or sayings you and I can quote. One of them is, it's not about what you know, it's about who you know, right? The other is Maya Angelou, who's quoted as saying, people do not necessarily remember you for the hardcore thing you delivered. I forget how she said it, but she says they remember you for how you made them feel in the process. So yes, you must get your qualification. Yes, you must know the technicalities of your job, but that is not enough. What takes you, that gets you, I would say it gets you through the door. Yeah. You are qualified. And in this day and age, actually, the world is not short of people who have a qualification. The world is short of people who know how to work with people in the right way to get them through the highs and the lows, because life is like that. So what makes for, I would guess, the standout factor, if you are in the boardroom and you are all qualified, or you are sitting outside Aubrey's office to have an interview, who you will remember, the person who makes the mark, is not only about the qualification they brought with them, but it's about how they engaged with you, how they made you feel, how they told their story, et cetera, et cetera.
Where do we learn these soft skills and doors? Is it at home? Because clearly, institutions of education can try and teach you this, but it appears to me that that is the kind of skill that you should have already had when you came to that institution.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, for me, Aubrey, I've learned through life the soft skills. Some I was born with, I guess, and others I have, like, you know, in through training and formal courses I've picked up. So, for example, generally, you know, in, you know, when they say, kwanos banbani, hi, batanda bantu, they are people's people.
Yes.
They know how to be kind. And so there's some of these soft skills that one could be born with. Why? Because your mother was that, your dad was that, it's in your family. But then we need to know that that's a thing and it's magical and it makes you stand out, because often we prioritize the mark. We prioritize that I was an A+. You prioritize that, oh, I graduated cum laude. You prioritize that you were selected for this sport and you got that medal. But at the end of the day, not only do you need those things, like I was talking to my son who is doing first year university, and I said to him, because you come from a divorced home, you've learned how to navigate change. You've learned how to be an other. You've learned how to not be the one who has everything from mom and dad. So that teaches you something. So I guess life experience also brings you these soft skills. But I think there is a level of emotional intelligence and a level of awareness one must have so that you can log as you learn and you can be aware of what else you need to learn that you might not have learned yet.
Sure. And now I'm interested to find out what are we actually talking about when we speak about are we talking about good manners, the please, thank you, and I had the privilege of taking a little bit of a short lift with my family this weekend.
And
one of my kids ate something that didn't agree with their body, and it was they started to have a rash or whatever the case may be. And we went to a chemist yesterday in White River as we were driving back. And the lady that helped us at the self-medication sort of dispensary area in that particular pharmacy was most doubtedly very well informed. But she was such a difficult person to like. just because of ukunyukubala, I have no other word for it in English, but this person was so unpleasant. She was so knowledgeable and so helpful in terms of the cerebral knowledge. But my word, she was so difficult to relate to at a personal level. I'm interested to find out, Ndogozo, as we have this discriminatory sort of conversation between the skills that you need for whatever it is that you're doing versus the so-called soft skills. Is it just a matter of manners, approachability? What are we talking about here?
So in the context of work, we talk, in the brand Momentum about the science to how one succeeds. So we see all of these individuals who are successful by today's standards, but we're like, what is in it? How do they get to it? How do they get to achieving that level? And I break it down to two parts. The one is the what you do. So what you do. You showed up for work, you were on time, you pressed that button, we're all visualizing your studio, you put on your headset, the what you did right.
Yeah.
The soft skill part is the how you do it, how you do it. So in my previous employer, we were so explicit by saying, when you do your performance review, so you come to, we come to you, you are our boss, and you've got to be like, We deserve an exceptional performance standard, and we deserve the pay that goes with it. In that, most leaders talk to the what they delivered. Oh, I delivered sales. Oh, I got this dress done. Oh, I swept the floor. Oh, I topped up the glasses. But equally important in that conversation is, how did you sweep the floor? How did you treat the people as you topped their glass? And I wrote a piece which was reflecting on these soft skills. Yeah. For example, are you a person who is able to listen? Just listen. Listening is a soft skill. It's an incredibly valuable skill.
Yeah.
Are you a person who is able to take feedback? Because even the biggest of bosses need to get feedback. And all of us need to be told, hey, you do this great, and when you were making my coffee, I would appreciate it if you did it like that.
Yeah.
Most of us, I love getting feedback. I'm literally even the queen of giving feedback to other people. I love it because I think it gives us an opportunity to do better. And we always say, when you own a service establishment, especially in South Africa, I used to own a service business, and I would say it doesn't take a lot to win the clients, especially in South Africa. When you walk into a shop and it's like the security guard is already just making you feel some kind of way.
Yep.
And you're thinking, dude, are you aware that my presence in your shop is paying your salary?
Yeah.
So it's that of, yes, you are keeping our shop safe, but the manner with which you talk and interact with other people, the manner with which you deliver the safety of the shop or the security of the shop is as important as the fact that you delivered the security in the shop. So skills like being self-aware, taking constructive criticism, reflecting on your work, being told, you know, Aubrey, did you land your point well or didn't you land your point well? And have your team give you feedback. Yeah. I love having coffees with my team. I have a lot of people in my team, but I really try to have a 30-minute coffee with everybody just to check how they're doing. What that does is it gives them a sense
of how you're doing.
Do you know what, Aubrey? I smile if my team asks me how I'm doing. I smile because very rarely do bosses get anyone who checks on them.
Yeah.
It's lonely. To be a leader of people is very lonely because often I always say to my team, they have the kindest interactions with me. And I'm like, what about me? I need you to check in on me. So in your how you do your job is your soft skill. In how some of us, and even like with our children, we've got to teach them how to deal with failing. How do you deal with not being selected for the A team? How do you deal with not being awarded prefect? How do you deal with not getting that girl you wanted or that person you wanted to take on a date for your matric dance? Mm-hmm. A lot of our children can't deal with being told no, not now or not ever. And that shows up as when they are leaders. Now you've got a child that has never been told no with love or no with reason, who is going to think, coming to 702, I want to be a runner of things. I want to get into the studio and press that button. Now you have a child who's been raised and went through life and the family has never told that human being that you must listen, you must be kind, you must be empathetic, you must deal with failure. Failure isn't that you are written off in life. Your pregnancy doesn't mean you won't get anywhere. It's just a pregnancy or getting a D or a G or an F or not making it to the E team or the B team or the C team. So I think it is all of those things, because when you don't have it as you grow up, then you have a consequence of dealing with a non-dogozo now who believes the world must dance to my tune, and I completely fall apart, or I walk and, you know, when they say you got to your outcome, by the way, a lot of dead bodies along the way, very few people have the humility to be like, yo, I got the thing, but yes, just the dead bodies. I stepped on toes. I scratched on people's arms. I got teeth.
No, for sure. Nondokozo Madonsela is my guest, Chief Marketing Officer at Momentum Metropolitan, okay. And we're talking about soft skills. One of the things that I spend a lot of time thinking about, mm-hmm. Mrs. Nondokozo, is the fact that we have a very interesting history.
Yeah.
And the history has some of these variables.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of the people of this country were refused opportunities because of the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we have a situation where there are opportunities for the people that mm-hmm. were once refused those opportunities because of the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the struggle to that point, to get those opportunities, was to fight.
Mm-hmm.
To fight for those rights, to fight. So we mm-hmm. find ourselves in a culture and a way of thinking that is already ready for a fight.
Yeah.
Because that's how we got our rights. That's how we got mm-hmm. our opportunities. Because we fought for them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we fought, then only things started to change for us.
Yeah.
And I worry sometimes that even in situations where we don't have to fight,
yeah,
we continue to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is how we have been socialized, trained, and made conscious.
Yeah.
So sometimes we find that everything becomes a fight. So if I'm standing on the other side of the counter and somebody says, please, can I have such and such a thing? And already there's that war ready for some sort of fight.
Mm.
Could it be that part of the reason why in South Africa, as you pointed out, we have such a big opportunity for quantum leaps in terms of our services is to unlearn that fight.
See, I
know where the fight comes from, and I understand the reasons why it's there. But sometimes it makes us lose certain opportunities because maybe our tourism industry could go leaps and bounds. Maybe our hospitality industry, whatever industry you find yourself as, find yourself in, could perhaps be much better when we don't have to fight. And then the last thing that I want to say, and I'm going to shut up, is this. I find that our lack of soft skills in service tend to be antagonistic against people that look like us. If I can tell you of the number of times when somebody who looks like me has treated me differently to somebody who doesn't look like me under the same circumstances, and I could be limited in my understanding of the situation.
Yeah.
I could probably write a big thesis about it. And I'm interested to understand, why is that the case? Why is it that whenever we must provide a surface, particularly to people that look like us, we tend to be a lot harsher, less, I don't know what the right word is, but less engaging and less of a smile than if somebody else who doesn't look like us comes to that same place. Why is that?
So, we could all have this conversation over dinner for a very long time. Yes, everybody has their story. But let me say, for me as Nontokozo, every day I wake up so aware of the privilege I have, the privilege it is to go to the place of work, Momentum Metropolitan Holdings, and work so I can be paid a salary. It's a privilege.
Yeah.
In this economy, it's a privilege. I had the same appreciation when I ran my business, that for one person, two people, 10 people to walk through that door and require my services was a privilege. I think if you strip it all back and just focus, and they say when you see the blessing or the gratitude or the gift it is, even for the things that frustrate you the next day, you're like, you know what? I would have that water thing dispenser not working, but at least I can get up in the morning and go to work at 7:02. Now, I think some of us forget that it is a privilege. We take it as it's mine. I was meant to have it. If I have it today, it's fine. If I don't have it tomorrow, you're not even thinking about a case where you might not have it tomorrow. For me, it is the appreciation of the privilege and the respect respecting the opportunity. If I have an interaction with you now, we might have the most difficult debates because of your job and my job. We don't have to agree. At the end of the day, I have to appreciate the fact that you engaged with me in this conversation. Now, when it comes to how I lead and how I work, of course, the values of a company, the values of my employer, Momentum Metropolitan, ground me on what behaviors are acceptable in this establishment. If I cannot hold you to those values, what's the point of having values and what's the point of having purpose? So we've got, but the issue, however, is wherever you buy your burger, wherever you get your car washed, wherever you do your haircut, wherever you buy your whatever financial services, the conversation around why that establishment exists and the behaviors that are acceptable is not had regularly enough. And so when I walk in to sell you the coffee, to wash your car, to sell you your insurance, to sell you your haircut, I'm not showing up as under the values and, you know, it's like, Laikaya, gwa obri. There is a code for this is how this family behaves.
Yep.
This is what we do in this establishment. So for me, part of what we need as leaders and as participants in under any employer, in any kind of relationship, whether your job is small or big, is what I wake up every day and I'm committing to the purpose and the values of this establishment, which will give me, it's the how I, in, remember, the what I do, and if you go to university, you can replace me tomorrow.
Yeah.
What will be difficult to replace is, oh, there was a way Nontokozo engaged in debate. There was a way Nontokozo asked for feedback. There was a way that Aubrey taught us to expand our knowledge. There was a way that Aubrey challenged us.
Yeah.
It's the how. And if the magic in the how is that it is the thing that is so undervalued that gets you further than I have an honors degree in this, I have a PhD in that, and I got an A+. I drive this car, I stay at this, you know, address. None of those matter at the end of the day. The thing that gets you to stand out is the reception. You know, some people actually, Aubrey, what they do is, if I came to the studio for my interview today, you'll probably go to a receptionist and the car guard and like, how was she? How was that lady? How was that? You know, was she pleasant? Mm. Was she kind?
Yeah.
Did she say thank you?
Yeah.
And sometimes we prioritize the moment I'm on the mic, I'll be the friendliest to you.
Yeah.
But coming in, that's what I mean by stepping on bodies. Coming in from the car to your reception area to your producer, I've been a horror. and sometimes bosses are none the wiser to that horror. And people, you find, actually, that's why even the expression that says, people never leave companies, they leave the bosses.
Mm-hmm.
And so if your problem is attrition, if you can't keep talent long enough, spend time in not your formal exit interview, just like outside of that, because people are afraid. People are afraid of, oh, if in my exit interview I'm honest that, yeah, I wanted coffee and I was allergic to the regular coffee. Mm. HR didn't care. They won't tell you that. And for leaders to know the truth, it's to listen to what's not said and find other ways to have a sense of the soft skills in your leadership team, the culture in how things are done, etc.
I want to ask you this final question because I know that you have
my pajamas and
pajamas on. Then I'd like to invite our callers to be part of the conversation, and I'll continue with them after this. But I really need your insight in this. 0118830702. Have you had a situation where you have been confronted by what was clearly bad soft skills? I'd love to take that call from you as a listener. And in which scenario did it happen? And how do you think that needs to be trained, right? Because I think most of our focus is on that practical stuff. Being able to carry five glasses full on one tray and all of those kinds of things. Yeah. And I'm going to that space, but the smile, the genuine smile that makes me feel welcome to be there. Give me a call. Here's another thing that I've heard from a lot of waiters, from a lot of petrol attendants, from a lot of people who provide us with services. And I'm going to that level because then our minds can extrapolate, as is Ndogozo, on other levels of vocation and employment, right?
Yeah.
I've had the conversation that you're talking about that is not formal, that is beyond the radar of formality, that says, that comes from many of the people in these spaces, including domestic workers, who've said to me, "Hey, hey, our people, when it comes to us, they treat us worse sometimes than other people." Now, I'm sticking to that conversation because I think that that's where we need to perhaps start the awareness of the soft skills conversation.
Yeah.
Because if I can't treat somebody who comes from my same background as another human being with respect and dignity, how come I'm able to do it with somebody else? And this time it's coming from the other side. So it's not the service provider.
Yeah.
It's the service.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the service getter or the one getting the service, but the one that is providing the service.
Providing
says part of the reason why we are the way we are, Braobs, is because you treat us this way.
Yeah.
And the others don't treat us the way that you treat us.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. No, I hear you. I'm going to go back again to that whole thing of the environment. How Nontokozo is showing up today as a 46-year-old is as a consequence of at least three primary factors. My upbringing, my training, and the experiences I've encountered in life.
Mm.
Right? So for me, I think sometimes it's that thing of don't judge a book by its cover. Sometimes we don't perceive that by ranking, Aubrey might be the one who washes my car, or Nontokozo might be the one who washes my car. But I've now attached the job title to Nontokozo versus the person Nontokozo, or the job title to Aubrey, or the ranking vis-a-vis myself to Aubrey versus the human Aubrey. And I think where that ranking is louder than the basic of do unto others as you would have them do unto you, it's a life principle. And so for me, I can never show up in a way where, because you are Nontokozo who's brought me coffee, I am unkind to you because of I'm paying for coffee, you are serving me coffee. And I think also...
Yeah, and I hear that a lot.
I can never do that. I can never do that. Because life changes. I've been with the one who's like, I'm buying this coffee for 50 rand, but actually, you know, 5 rand, I might need my friend to top up the 45. So the thing that's materialistic, or the thing that's an external label or an external accession of class or accession of standard is so flimsy and temporary that it doesn't hold true long term. That's the first part. The other thing for me is I am teaching, and there's a thing called karma, right? I believe in that. Yeah. Maybe I'm too spiritual also in my upbringing. It's the thing of the guy I might be rude to, or the lady I might be rude to, or the person I might be rude to now might actually be cousins with the CEO of the biggest establishment. You never know. Now, look, when you come for that lunch, they're like, yo, this guy is my cousin. Now you are wanting to undo. Why were you unkind? Why were you unkind to start with? So you can never really know, because all of us, I know CEOs and C-suite people who have sisters or brothers who are garden servicers, who are home workers, who are petrol attendants. And for me, it is just the respect to the person. I see even in our culture, we are taught to see each other. And sometimes it's your stress, sometimes your anxiety, sometimes you just have an off day. But those times and those moments cannot be permanent. And I always, always look to live a person. They always say, even in sport, they say, you know, live the jersey in a better condition than what you found it. You know, some teams have that as a philosophy. So imagine a world where I need to leave my team in a better space or than I found them, or the guy who served me coffee. It doesn't mean I don't give you feedback. People mistake the two things. I don't have to withhold feedback in order to be kind. When I withhold feedback, or I withhold giving you an opportunity to do better, I'm actually not being kind. But I must still tell you, give you an opportunity to braid my hair the correct way, to wash my car the correct way, to make my toast the correct way. But how do I do that in a way that leaves you better? And then we can still, listen, people are, often leaders make a mistake of thinking, if you are empathetic as a leader, it means you can't deal with difficult or non-performance. That is very false. It's untrue. If you are empathetic, you are also seen as a weak leader. It's like a feminine skill. Oh, empathy. Oh, empathetic. Vulnerable. Does it mean we cry or breathe? Does it mean we must just, you know, have tissues not get the work done?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean that. Yeah. I think most people think, I was in a leadership conversation at work, and people were asking, like, doesn't being vulnerable equal you are too weak? But the world has taught us that. It's the women are vulnerable. If vulnerability equals tears, that couldn't be further from the truth.
Sure.
Being a vulnerable leader means you create psychologically safe spaces for people to show up as their authentic self. Psychologically safe spaces for people to show up as their authentic self.
Yeah. How do we train these soft skills? Because somebody might be listening to our conversation and says, but this is stuff that you should have learned at home as manners. But clearly, Susan Dogozo, it's something that we need to really focus on.
Absolutely. Yeah? Absolutely. So there are several platforms to learn. One, I'm sorry, but I've got to do this. I have a podcast called The Truth Table.
No, it's important.
So my podcast is The Truth Table. We talk about all things pertaining to showing up well at work and showing up good as a leader. And let me tell you this. Do you know that I used to work for the people that make the beer there that you like? And you know, some of us were taught how to run effective meetings, Aubrey.
Yeah.
How to run an effective meeting. Don't underestimate the task of listening, because I'm going to have a meeting. How often do you have a meeting and people are on their phone, people are on their emails, people are stepping out of a meeting? And so sometimes just the knowing and having the maturity to say, we are with Aubrey, it's a meeting for 45 minutes, let me put my phone on silent so I can listen. We had training, and even now in my current job, we taught how to have difficult conversations. Because most of us are bullied, and we need many people, including myself. I could be bullied by a PA, by the way. It doesn't mean I'm bullied by my boss or senior people. Actually, the opposite. The senior people and my peers are fantastic. My boss is great, because we can talk as peers and equals.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are bullied. It's a thing of like, I walked in and I can buy your lunch times 10, but you are being difficult with me. So sometimes we are bullied by different people who are in ranking, not superior, senior. And dealing with being bullied is a skill. Having a difficult conversation is a skill. Saying no and giving feedback. I've just done a podcast. How do you give feedback when suppliers don't get the answer, or when the person you've interviewed doesn't get the job? It's a skill. How do I give you feedback so that you can learn through the feedback?
Where do we get those skills?
You've got to sign up on courses, Aubrey. There are podcasts, books, but I think it starts with self-awareness. You must know, like I know, I used to struggle with having debates, because I came from a culture where if I put an opinion forward, it's the last and final opinion.
Yeah.
So I've had to go on training at work, but also read books about the value of having robust debates and listen to podcasts.
It sounds to me, Zindogozo, that the ability to have effective soft skills is hinged very strongly on self-awareness.
It's self-awareness. And I think because one of the things I say, know thyself. Even when you know your triggers, the people you spend most of your time with is family and the people at work. But if you tend to flip because it's a Monday, maybe you are frazzled, maybe you didn't get your kids ready on time.
Yeah.
Your team would know that actually, if you need anything out of this person, don't approach them before they've had their coffee. But also you, the person who is grumpy before your cup of coffee or usually frazzled in the morning, you must have self-awareness, because part of your vulnerability actually is to say to your team and whoever works with you, please, when I come into work, allow me to have my cup of coffee. I need to woo-star for 10 minutes, then I can get into it. Do you know what? The people around you will receive that. And if they really want to collaborate and support you, they will say, actually, Aubrey, don't go. He hasn't. I will bring you a cup of coffee. I'll be like, Aubrey, here's your coffee. How was your day? Let me give you 5 minutes so we can start talking. So that, because it unlocks an exchange that will be optimal and productive for both you and myself. And usually when you know the how part, you get an outcome that doesn't only get you further. It gets you, your team, and whoever you work with further.
Zindogoza, I know I've kept you way beyond your bedtime, but I want to thank you very much for the very important information you've given us this evening. I'm going to let you go now, and I'm going to open up the lines to our listeners. Maybe you listen before you sleep. I'd love to hear what they've got to say about the issue of soft skills. Ndokozo Madonsela, Chief Marketing Officer at Momentum Metropolitan. Thank you very much for joining.